Hey guys, welcome. This is Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. You are listening to Love People and Make Money, episode number 41. Oh, I love spending time with you. Today we're going to talk about three of my favorite strategies for breaking through a business funk. Are you feeling a little funky right now? Whether you are or whether you aren't, you probably know someone who is. I don't know too many people right now who haven't experienced some kind of funk. So let's dig in. What do I mean by a funk? For me, I can spot myself in a funk when I don't feel like creating content. I want to go back to bed. I want to play video games. I want to binge something on Netflix or go watch all the Marvel movies again. I don't have to be in a funk to do those things, but if I'm in a funk, that's all I want to do. And as an online entrepreneur, I'm a blogger, podcaster. Creating content, talking and engaging with my community is what I do. And if I don't want to do that, you know, I can take that for a day or two. I like taking days off. I don't mind resting and refreshing and just take a little chill pill, come back to it another day. But when a day or two turns into a week or two, I start to worry about that I've slipped into a funk. And I don't want the funk to last forever because content and community, it's how I make a living. It's how I generate my income. Keep my community growing. So I have a few strategies I turn to for breaking out of a funk. Strategy number one, teach someone something. It's easy to get a little jaded in the internet marketing game, and I have felt my share of that, been there, done that, boredom of, oh, everybody's already heard that. I can't think of anything else to write about. Everyone already knows about that. Shake that stuff off because there's always someone new who doesn't know. There's always someone who, even if they've heard it before, they haven't really gotten it yet. So find that someone. Find someone and teach them something. There's something about the act of teaching and sharing that never fails to pull me up out of a funk. Even if it's just having a quick chat and showing someone how to use Voxer for the first time. Or someone says, hey, how did you get that thing to work like that on your website? And I say, hey, meet me in Zoom. I'll share my screen. I'll show it to you. Just teach someone something. It never fails to pull me up out of the funk. If you've surrounded yourself with people if there are no new people in your world, let's put it this way. If there's no one new in the world, let's shake that up. Put yourself in a situation where you can meet some new people. Join a new Facebook group. Ask a friend to introduce you to somebody. Come on over to the forum at Mastermind Hub and start a conversation. We need fresh faces around us. We really do. That's a total funk blaster. You don't have to be a guru to teach someone else something useful. I mean, I'm no guru. If you've learned some of the basics, you can share that expertise with a newbie. Find a way to do it. Teach someone something. Strategy number two, do a brain dump. Oh, I love brain dumps. I just did one about a week ago. Every time I finish a project, when I wrap up something, that triggers a brain dump for me. It's my way of resetting, shaking the etch-a-sketch, figure out what's next. And the simplest form of a brain dump is to just get a pad of paper and pour your brain out. Just spill your guts on there. I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about that. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to meet this person. I want to ask this person this question. I think I need to update this email. I guess I better update my WordPress. When's the latest time I was on LinkedIn? Like just blah, 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 blah. All the ideas, all the thoughts, all the to-dos, everything. Dump it on the paper. You don't have to use pen and paper. You can dump it into a Word document, Google document, whatever works for you. Get it all out there. I go a little further with a brain dump. I go beyond dumping out my own brain to I review all of my domain names. I review all of my products and ask myself, what needs attention? Does something need to be updated? Does something need to be retired? Should something be put out there on special? Is this a domain name that I bought that I meant to do something with and I haven't done it yet? It's like my way of virtually cleaning out my closets. Now, I go into depth on this in my training that I call Idea Hoarders. I'm an anti-hoarder. So Idea Hoarders is a training intended for people who have tons of ideas and very few that they have fully implemented. Which, by the way, right this minute as I record this podcast, Idea Hoarders, I have it on special for just $10. Normally it's $47. Hopefully you listen to this in April of 2020 because you can get it for 10 bucks. But even if you listen to this podcast later and see it for 47, it is so worth every dime because it's where I talk about how I manage all my ideas. How do I manage to implement so many of my ideas successfully? Profitably? How do I stay out of overwhelm and confusion? I teach you my process in the training Idea Hoarders. After you do the brain dump, after you've just spewed everything onto the paper, take a break, have a nap, get a cup of coffee, do something, shake yourself out, then come back to it and start processing the ideas. What is timely? What is the natural next thing? That's the idea you focus on, and everything else can go into a later file. I call it now, next, and maybe someday. That's how I sort my ideas, and that's what I teach you in Idea Hoarders. I hope you decide to go check that out. ideahoarders.com. Strategy number three, and this one is coming right out of left field. Forgive people. Can how many of you have been in a funk, or you're in a funk right now because of people? Some people. Has somebody let you down? Did a partner fail to hold up their end of a project? Did a confidant take unfair advantage of secrets you shared? Did a client badmouth you? Did somebody not pay their bill? Oh, people can really suck sometimes. And that's coming from Love People and Make Money Kelly. I admit, sometimes people suck. But what is life without people? What is business without people? If someone has hurt you, if someone's done you wrong, the most amazing thing you can do is forgive them. Let it go. When you think about it, holding a grudge hurts you more than them. It's just a fact. Listen, if someone owes you money, ask for your money. If someone owes you a lot of money, ask for it intensely. If someone has done you wrong, forgiving them doesn't mean you can't hold them accountable if it's legally important to hold them accountable. But there's a difference between accountability and bitterness. I don't want you to let bitterness find a home in your heart because of a relationship that's gone wonky in business. I could tell you stories of people who owed me money and ghosted me, business partners who totally, not full-on business partners. I've had great business partnerships, but I've had a couple of project partnerships, like small partnerships that just died because the other person flaked out. There are people, oh my goodness, there's somebody just this morning I was thinking about them and I felt so grr. I need to let that go. I need to forgive that person. I don't mean I need to. I want to. I want to let it go because that bitterness that grabs a hold of me pulls me down into a funk. So I'm not suggesting you forget what people did. You can remember and you can act accordingly where that person is concerned. You know, if someone has just proven themselves to be flakier than a Cracker Jack, then don't trust them again. But forgive them. Bless and release. Let it go. Holding on to it is one of the things that lets you stay funky. We can learn from these experiences. We can become a wiser business person. You can do all that and still forgive them. If you've been in a funk, try one of these strategies. Teach someone something. Just go find someone and say, hey, what can I teach you? I want to bless you. And you might find you so enjoy teaching that person, you might decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to do a webinar. I'm going to offer to teach everybody this thing. Maybe you'll come and do a teach us something video on the Mastermind Hub. There's a section on the forum for that. Maybe you'd like to come and do a 10-minute Kelly talk on Monday nights and teach us there. Maybe it'll inspire a whole product of content for you. Do that brain dump. Go get that idea hoarders training. forgive someone. Forgive one person. You'll find you enjoy it. You might just find yourself forgiving all kinds of people. And see if the funk doesn't lift just a little. Well, if the funk lifts just a little, if you can let a little more light, it'll have been worth it. I bet you have ideas for ways to bust out of a funk. I'd love to hear them. Leave me a comment. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.